We actually moved our phone system around here a little bit. And Steve, usually I can call out, but I couldn't do that today. And I appreciate you calling in. Steve Forbert with me on the phone. Good morning to you, sir.
How are you today?
Very good. It's just amazing weather here. I'm you're in for a great show tonight in Cambridge, and you got a brand new CD out, Steve Forbert. Oh, I'm just so excited to have you on the phone. You can tell us all about it.
Well, thanks for playing some of it. Did you just play the first two cuts tracks?
I did, yes. And it's, you know,
okay.
I've had the good pleasure to be able to listen to it in its entirety, and I love it all the way through.
Well, thank you. You've got some of your almost natives on the record from Cape Cod. For most of the record, the backing musicians, the backing band is Joey Spampinato and Tommy Lyle and Lou Cataldo, who was played in several Boston bands a little while ago, we won't say how long ago, and their friend Tad Price on lead guitar. So it's got a little bit to do with, you know, not Boston, but Cape Cod.
Now, some of these folks were on your earlier release.
I have worked with Anthony Crawford before, and I have worked with Mark Muller before. I have, of course, worked with John Simon, who produced Jackrabbit Slim a little while ago. We won't say how long, but it was my second album. I'm laughing, of course. Can't you hear me laughing?
It was just yesterday, Steve. Come on.
It seems like it was just yesterday.
Yes. Well, you know, I have to, two of my favorites, of course, is your big hit, the Romeo's Tune, and it's Cellophane City. Well, I played it a little bit earlier, and I came out of that into a Waterboys composition. I have to tell you, that's one of the hardest songs to try to follow up with another song, you know, if you want to do a set of music, because you have, it's so beautifully produced, and it comes to this crashing end. It's just beautiful.
Well, thank you. I kind of think that somewhere along the line, that song may have a life of its own even yet. Some kids were playing it at some kind of a regular Saturday outdoor rap event in Brooklyn last year. So it still gets played, and it's a pretty strong hook, so I don't know. I've never tried to put a mixtape together with it, but if you say so.
Well, not a mix. No, I'm just talking about a set of music where, you know, I don't do mixes here per se, but anyway.
Well, I mean, just putting a little program together. You can't get out of it, huh?
It's just a beautiful piece, and I just love that.
Don't You Want Somebody to Love? Grace Slick comes on so hard with that vocal. You can't knock Grace down with anything.
Uh-huh.
That'll follow it.
I'll have to try that one here. I'm gonna.
When the truth is found to be lies, that'll cut it.
Oh, thank you for that. We'll next week it's going to be on the radio. So, but actually, you've got a brand new CD out, and it's really some great stuff. You've spent a little time putting this one together, and I'm not sure when your last one came along.
Last one, I know this stuff. The last one was, it was October of 2012. And I don't know where the years go by, but I worked a long time on this one. I started it about a year ago in Woodstock, and then we moved the sessions to finish the record to Orleans, Mass, out on the Cape. Mm-hmm. And I loved it out there. I wish I could spend the rest of the weekend out there in Orleans, Mass. It's a great town.
Oh, it is. It's, well, just out that way, it's just gorgeous. And we're having like an Indian summer here, so it's great. I'm not sure where you're calling home these days.
I'm mainly on the Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty nice down there. But I'm driving in. I'll be in Cambridge by 5 o'clock.
Sure. Steve Forbert, again, performing tonight at Club Passim in Cambridge, and it's to celebrate the release of your brand new CD. You've called it Compromised. Interesting title.
Well, excuse me. Yeah, it's not that I've, lowered my guard or been cooperative with anybody, Troy. I don't want to give that impression. It's really just that, at times that being a little bit past 35 years of age, I feel a little compromised, a little bit like certain highways in this country, like between Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Meridian, Mississippi, just a little compromised. How's that for an explanation?
I think it works, and I believe that you've got all of us in your pocket on that one for sure, and our different travels and realities that we have these days. You're going to have anyone along with you, or are you coming in solo tonight?
I'm coming in solo. I'm going to play solo probably the rest of the year, and then see if I can get something simple, maybe something between a duo and a flat-out rock and roll band, and I'll hope to be back. But for this one, we're just going to see how things go. I'm just back from about a month I spent in the UK and Scandinavia, so I'm still in a solo mode right now, mm-hmm. which is fine with me. It's not something I don't just go on stage thinking, God, I wish I didn't have to do this alone. I happen to love it because it can be so spontaneous, and that's where the fun is to me.
Steve Forbert with us talking regarding his new CD, Compromised, again performing tonight at Club Passim. This is a 12-track release, or is it 11, and you did some alternate takes on it, am I seeing?
Exactly.
That's interesting that you did that. Yeah.
And then there are four bonus tracks. One is a song about the day that John Lennon met Paul McCartney, which was some time ago. I guess by now, could it be 60 years?
Yes, it could be, huh?
Pretty close to it. And so I wrote a song about imagining what went through John's mind when he finally got home that night and, you know, tried to process having met Paul McCartney, you know, who was obviously pretty impressive. And then we did a couple of remixes on some other tracks of the album and made them more quote-unquote Americana. A friend of mine, Anthony Crawford, played fiddle and banjo and that kind of stuff. And I just thought we would put those kind of colors on there, too, just in case, I don't know, somebody wanted to hear a couple of the songs, shall we say, pared down a little bit.
Sure. Well, you've done a fine job throughout this. Who's working with you on production on this one, or producing it?
John Simon produced the basic tracks. I had worked with him on Jackrabbit Slim so long ago, and if any of your listeners are any kind of rock fans, they will know some things about John. And you want me to fill in some of the blanks?
Oh, you sure can, please. Yes,
people?
Sure.
Well, I mean, John is best known for his work with the first two records by the band, and he's strongly associated with Woodstock, and we went to Woodstock to do these recordings. Mm-hmm. It's always fun to be there. It's a wonderful, unpretentious, great little town, even yet today. And John has worked with Leonard Cohen, and in my book, he's also well known for producing Cheap Thrills by Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Wow. You're opening my eyes here.
Although yeah. He says that Janis was really kind of hard to work with and really, you know, disagreeable. I think maybe she had been drinking. But, you know, she turned in a killer vocal or two or three or four.
That's for sure. She did. Steve Forbert with us on the phone here again performing tonight, Club Passim. I can't pick out a single track here that I would want to zero in on, you know, the writing of it or what your mindset was, et cetera. But you really cover some ground throughout the whole album. A lot of love in there, it seems. A lot of longing, maybe.
Yeah, and some of it's a bit prickly. You know, you just played a big comeuppance.
Yes.
Which is just, kind of relating, you know, the way it feels to have somebody kind of bring you up to date on some of your, you know, faults.
Sure.
something you might have done that was a little less than perfect. I don't know if you've been in those shoes, but I have.
Sure. Well, I think from time to time I need to be put in those shoes. Perhaps
we
all do.
You never see it coming from nowhere, you know, especially not in a Strawberry Blonde.
Okay.
But I was really happy with the way that one came out. I see what you were saying now. Robbie Condor played the piano on that. And he did work with me on Alive on Arrival, which was a few years ago. I won't say how many.
Okay.
But he's still smoking on piano. So, yeah, that is someone that's worked with me before. And then the album goes all the way to Devil with the Blue Dress on, which is not the Mitch Ryder song. I just wrote another song with the same concept, you know. It's a bit lusty. So maybe we could play that one, too, in a minute. I don't know.
Oh, that, you know, that would be a good choice, actually.
It's kind of a country rocker.
Yeah, that's Devil, Here She Comes Now.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And Send in the Clowns.
Right.
Tell us.
Well, I've wanted to record it for about 5 years, and I've wanted to do a sort of an up-tempo version of it. And we were rehearsing it on Cape Cod, and Joey Spampinato encouraged me to, let's go ahead and record it. He said, this is really, you know, a worthwhile cover. So that was all I needed to hear, and so we put it on the album. And everyone's used to the song being real slow and a bit bruised, but I kind of saw it as being kind of what I think it is, which is a bit sarcastic also. So you can move it up to a faster tempo, and that's what we've done. I think I better rehearse it so I can play it solo tonight.
There we go. And again, you are playing tonight at Club Passim in Cambridge. It's I believe it's an 8 o'clock show. It's for Worcester folks, sometimes they feel, I don't know, Cambridge is a million miles away, but it's really just down the road. Not that hard to find parking, et cetera. So we do have some folks listening in online right now that are, I know, in the Cambridge-Somerville area, and we do hope that they're going to come out and see you and support you tonight.
Well, thank you. I hope so, too. I've got other shows in the area. I'm going to play Portland, Maine soon.
Oh, yes, okay.
And I've got one in Kingston, Rhode Island soon.
Sure.
But tonight is Passim. I've played there many times, Troy.
Yes, I think last time you were there, we chit-chatted. I'm not sure if you're ready.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So,
well, I'm going to bring the new record, and this is the day of release, so it's a big deal to me. I mean, I worked really hard on this one, and it's my 16th album, and, you know, I'm glad to have a new album out.
That's great. Well, we're glad that you're still around kicking. And just so you know, we're only just a couple of years apart, and I don't consider all those years back that far away. So
you can be in my dream if I can be in yours.
There we go. Appreciate
it. Bob Dylan said that, and it's often strange. It's often said that life is strange, but compared to what? I said that.
Steve Forward, I appreciate the moments you're spending with us here. Devil, Here She Comes Now with us in the background. Again, appreciate the time. We'll hopefully see you tonight.
All right, Troy, thanks for your interest. Thanks for playing my record, and I'll look for you this evening.
All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Once again, Steve Forbit in concert tonight at Club Passim, 508-753-2284. If you'd like a set of tickets to that concert, we'd be happy to set you up.